can't believe it.
What's the matter?
I still haven't reached my fundraising goal for the library. Where am I going to get another $1,000?
Well, I could pay the fine on that library book I've had up for 7 years. I am almost done with it.
If I could just reach this fundraising goal, I'd be out of the fundraising business forever. No more kissing up to people, planning stupid events. Be a whole different person.
Forget the book. I got the grand right here.
What's that supposed to mean?
Honey, schnookums, lover buns, come on. This fundraising doesn't actually bring out the best in you. You've been almost as unbearable as you were during childbirth.
I'd like to see how pleasant you'd be giving birth.
Hey, I'd be huge giving birth. Cracking jokes, doing impressions. Look, sumo man, look at me, look at me. I would cut the umbilical cord with the Benford 6100 hedge clippers.
Great way for a baby to begin life, seeing you coming at him with hedge clippers. Hey, come on, help me out. Where am I going to get this money?
Have a bake sale. Get your cupcakes there, buddy. Once the nausea sets in, just grab their wallet.
How do you think I got the last 1,000?
You know how they have those studly celebrity auctions? We could do that on tool time. Sure. People pay a lot of money to have a handsome tool guy stop by and fix stuff.
Do you think Al would do that?
You auction me off, you raise all the money you need for the library, have money left over for a turbocharged four-wheel drive bookmobile.
Why would the library need a turbocharged bookmobile?
Speed reading courses. Tim, the Fuel Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Well, today's your chance to take home TV's top tool man for an entire day. That's right. One lucky bidder will be able to take home me.
I should mention that it's for a very worthy cause.
Well, let's bring out our guest auctioneer with a big round of applause. This woman's enjoyed my tool expertise for the last 15 years. Big warm tool time welcome for Jill, the tool wife, Taylor. Honey, come on out.
Thank you. I should mention that all the proceeds from the auction today go to the Detroit Public Library. Should we start the bidding?
Yeah. All right.
Actually, before you start the bidding, I have a surprise entry for the auction.
Surprise?
Yes, I think it'll bring in quite a tidy sum. Let's have a warm welcome for the tool man that needs no introduction, the Grand Master of Tools, Mr. Bob Vila.
I'm bursting.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to Tool Time.
This is Tim's lovely wife, Jill.
Hello. It's so nice to meet you. It's really a thrill.
Likewise. It's a pleasure.
Bob, what brings you to the Detroit area?
I just showed my hot rod at the custom car show over at Cobo Hall.
You build a hot rod?
Actually, I had it built by some experts.
I built my own.
That's nice, Tim, but mine actually runs.
Could we... Tool show, cable, television?
Sorry.
Right. Well, why don't we start our auction off by bidding on a good friend, Bob Vila. How about that? Step up here, Bob.
Okay.
Please bear with my wife. This is the first time she's ever been an auctioneer.
I'm going to open the bidding at $100.
$100.
I got $100. Do I hear $100 and a quarter? $100 and a quarter.
$200.
$200 from the lovely lady in the denim shirt. Do I hear $300? Talk to me. Swing, batter, swing. Come on, people, stop sitting on your hands. This is Big Bob Vila, the man who's the reason why men like my husband have a job.
$700.
Going once, going twice. Sold for 700 smackaroonies to the man with the wonderful smile. Hope you're very happy with your tool man.
I tell you, $700. $700 is a lot of money, but he is worth it.
Petty cash. Let me see what I go for. Sit down, Bob.
Ladies and germs, you now have the chance to bid on the toast of Tool Time, the host of Tool Time, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. I'm going to open the bidding at $100. $100. Do I hear $200? $200. Just remember, this man will do to your house what he does here on Tool Time every day.
Maybe we should auction off some homeowner's insurance first.
Come on, people, I got $100. Do I hear $150?
Guy in the back, $200, he says.
I didn't see a hand.
He's got gloves on.
Okay, we have $200. Do I hear $300? Somebody give me $300. Anybody give me $300. Anybody. Nobody. All right, I bid $300.
Well, you can't bid. You're the auctioneer.
It's my auction, and I'll bid if I want to. $300, going once, going twice, going home with me for $300.
Wait. You put the gavel down too fast. There's a guy in the back. Speak up, sir.
How can I get tickets to Bob Vila's show?
Hi, guys. I'm home. I said I'm home.
How'd the auction go?
Put a gavel in my hand, I come alive.
So, did you raise a lot of money?
We raised all of it. It was great. Bob Vila showed up and the bidding just went wild.
How'd Dad do?
Good. Real good. In fact, that he was bought by a very attractive woman.
How much you pay for him?
Doesn't matter how much I paid for him.
How much did Bob Vila go for?
It's not important.
Vila kicked his butt, huh?
You might say that. Just don't say it in front of your father, and I mean it, Andy.
Hi, guys. Why are you looking at me like that? Has Bob Vila kicked my butt again?
Well, since the ice is broken, that must have been pretty embarrassing, huh, Dad?
Thank you, honey.
He brought it up.
Boys, go wash up. So, I'm gonna cook dinner now. You want some chicken?
No. How about a little piece of Vila pounded real thin?
Tim, will you get over it?
This guy beats me at everything I do. Last year, the lawnmower race, now the auction. What's next?
Look, the important thing is that the library got all the money that we needed.
I'd just like to beat him at one thing. Ice skating, skeet shooting, bobsledding. Oh, forget that. They probably named it after him.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you, Bob. It was the thrill of a lifetime.
What'd you guys do? Go to Beards or Us?
No. Bob took me for a ride in his new hot rod. It's unbelievable. He has a turbocharged 2-liter engine with 370 horsepower, and the whole body is made out of aluminum.
Big deal. My whole hot rod body's made out of fiberglass. And we all know how fast fiber makes you move.
Tim, from what I hear, your hot rod's not even running.
Maybe you haven't heard right, Bob.
I've got to go. I've got to have my hot rod in Grosse Pointe at 10 o'clock.
Bob, it's 9:45. You're never going to make that.
Your hot rod couldn't. Mine can.
Are you suggesting your hot rod can beat my hot rod?
If the brake shoe fits.
Wait a minute. Wait, if that's it, why don't we race our hot rods, all right? Meet me at that old airport, the military one, on I-94 tomorrow.
You're on.
Okay. We'll even tape it for tool time. That way the whole audience can watch me kick your tailpipes right back to that old house.
Tim, the show I do now is called Home Again.
Okay, Bob. I'll kick your tailpipes home again.
We'll see about that.
All right. Now we just got to check the oil. How's it look?
It's hard to see.
That's because it's clean. That oil is so clean, you had a little oregano and vinegar. You got a salad dressing.
Dad, after we get it started, can we go for a ride?
Nope, I got a few more adjustments on the carbs to make and then time it again. But we can start it. Who wants to do the honors?
I do.
I do.
Too bad. It's my car.
Good work, Dad. It's so quiet, you can't even tell it's running.
It's a solenoid, I think.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Dad's taking a ride in the hot rod. Hey, Dad, slow down. Let Mom get in.
I'm telling you, please pipe down.
Uh-oh, there's someone on your tail. Is it Bob Vila? No, it's a little kid in a tricycle.
You shut up.
Come on, Tim.
He's knocking my car, all right?
Hey, boys, come on up to bed.
All right, Dad, if you get started, wake me up.
Me too.
It's 10 o'clock. He's not going to go driving around in the middle of the night. He's not, is he?
If you can get it started, he is. Damn!
Is it my imagination, or are you a little bit on edge tonight?
How would you feel if your solenoid was stuck?
First I'd cry, then I'd want to know what a solenoid is.
It makes the car start. Everybody knows that, Jill.
Oh, come on, Tim. Just because you can't get the car started, there's no reason to jump all over me or Randy.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I'm supposed to be in a race tomorrow, and the car won't start.
Look, why don't you just call Bob Vila and ask him if you can race him on Sunday?
Because I already told him the car was running.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. Why does sauerkraut go through me like a laser beam? I need to get a new solenoid. I've got to find an auto parts store that's open 24 hours.
Well, what can I do to help?
Get a hammer.
Yeah?
And 4 big nails.
Yeah?
Go to Bob's hotel and puncture all his tires. Got it. I got it. All right, starter's on. Now, if you just bolt it up.
Will do. Tim, hand me that 916 socket.
Really appreciate you coming over so late to help me out.
No problem, Tim. I was already up feeding my bats.
Here you go.
Thank you, neighbor Tim. A few turns of this ratchet and we'll have this starter problem fixed.
Wilson, I don't know how I got into this mess. It's taken me 3 years to get this rod perfect. And since I challenged Vila, I got a race and it's not even broken in yet.
Well, sounds like you didn't think before you challenged him.
Well, how would you like it if you were in an auction and some other neighbor behind a fence made $400 more dollars than you?
Well, Tim, I'd be highly hurt.
That's how I felt. I started doubting myself, you know? I felt worthless.
Well, Tim, it's been said that when a foot compares itself to a yard, it always comes up short.
So you're saying that Vila's the yard, and I'm the foot, and he is better than me, right?
Well, only if you perceive him as being better. Okay.
Philosopher once said, if you place a small value on yourself, rest assured the world will not raise your price.
But if I believe in myself, I could win this.
No, Tim. If you believe in yourself, you've already won.
All right, now the moment we've all been waiting for.
Wait, the moment when you drag us out of bed at 5:30 in the morning?
No. I unveil the hot rod, we take a little spin.
All right, let's do it.
Wait a minute. I want to thank a few people first, if I could, okay? Bradley, I want to thank you most of all because you spent more time in the hour with me than anybody else. So if something goes wrong tomorrow, I'm blaming you.
That sounds fair.
Mark, thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
And Randy, what can I say? You're definitely one of my sons.
Thanks, Dad.
Honey, I thank you the most because you didn't get jealous, even though I spent a lot more time with Hot Rod than I did with you.
Oh, I didn't mind that. I just didn't like it when you got us mixed up and tried to rotate my legs.
You get better mileage, you know. All right, everybody, stand back. Hello. Oh,
it looks so beautiful.
All right, hop in. Let's go for a ride.
Well, wait a minute. Where are our pajamas here?
All right. Go get some coats. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Come on, guys.
What are you waiting for? Something to explode?
No.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you?
I don't want to go for a ride. I just want to tell you that your car looks great.
And?
And that I think you can beat Bob Vila tomorrow.
Really? I sure hope so. A great philosopher said once, if your feet are short and you don't raise your prices, you're destined for yard sales.
Anyway, my money's on you. I mean, you got a 350 V8 and 500 pounds of torque in this puppy.
Randy, you're starting to sound like me.
Oh, no, don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, bad thing.
All right, I'm getting in the shotgun seat. Mark, you get up here with me.
Come on, guys, watch the paint when you step down there.
Here's a jacket for you. Seat belts, everybody.
All right.
Wow.
Come on in, put your seatbelt on the center. All right, look in, everybody.
Almost.
All right, Taylor family. Drum roll for me.
Just start the car.
All right. Airport to talk about aerodynamics.
No, we're not. We're here so Tim can settle a grudge with Bob Vila.
In an aerodynamical sort of way. Welcome to Tool Time's first annual quarter-mile drags. Speaking of a drag, you all know I assisted Al Borland.
Our drivers today are Tim, the tool man Taylor, and he will be driving a 1933 Ford Roadster. And driving one of the premier coupes of our time is one of the premier toolmen of our time, Bob Vila.
I'll be waiting for you at the finish line, Tim.
Well, I'll be there with your second-place trophy.
About that.
Good luck, guys.
I don't need luck. I just need my car to start. Heidi, in my helmet, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you.
Stand there, grab a rag.
You seem to be taking this loss to Bob Vila pretty well.
Maybe I don't think it's a loss.
I like it when you're deluded. You're much easier to deal with.
I'm just saying, I think I could have beat him.
How do you mean that?
The finish line, we're neck and neck. If I pushed the red line, I could have gone right by him.
Why didn't you?
Well, honey, it's a new motor. I didn't break it in. I didn't want to risk blowing the thing up.
Are you saying you let him win?
I'm saying Bob bought his hot rod. I put 3 years into this, and I built this thing. And I'm not going to risk wrecking it over some stupid race.
I'm real proud of you.
Well, you know what they say. Spare the rod. To heck with Bob.
You are getting very mature in your old age.
Well, you can't stay young forever, honey. Hey, what do you say? We pop ourselves into the rumble seat and make out like we used to.
Cool. Let's see here.
Ah. Right.
Wait a minute. I gotta spit out my gum. Mature in your old age.
Well, you can't stay young forever, honey.
Well, that's true.
Hey, what do you say we hop ourselves into the